This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. For the past 8 years, we, the men of America, have been instructed in every aspect of our lives by the almost exclusively revolting bunch of metrosexuals and pajama boys and mom jean wearing pluffs. And the after all of that, finally, the alpha male has returned, and with a vengeance and in stereo. We have sweet-seeming tough guy Mike Pence, who said, he said in nice guy pose, he completely annihilated Senator Tim Kaine, who looked like the leprechaun from one of those movies that had the leprechaun in it. In their one vice presidential debate. Then there's the one and only Donald Trump, the truly big alpha male. There's no one else like him. He's a true tough guy. Take the recent liberal idiocy involving the play, the cast, and the audience of Hamilton, currently on Broadway in New York. The venue being the Upper East Side of Manhattan. They were all lefties, and when newly elected conservative vice president-elect had the temerity to set foot on their turf with conservative children in tow, well, our progressive friend buddy pals proceeded to make fools of themselves by booing and jeering and delivering sophomoric lectures. Vice President-elect Pence, class act that he always is, reacted to the verbal assault with elegant restraint as he always does. When later questioned about it by the lib media, he said, "I'll let others decide if that venue was the appropriate one," further humiliating the idiots involved. Then the I don't fool around tough guy entered the fray, and President-elect Trump, through his favorite social media communication of choice, Twitter, tweeted and expressed ultimate alpha male displeasure by saying, "Our wonderful future VP Mike Pence was harassed last night at the theater by the cast of Hamilton. Cameras blazing. This should not happen." Then by saying, "The theater must always be a safe and special place. Cast of Hamilton was very rude last night to a very good man, Mike Pence. Apologize." And then by saying, "Very rude and insulting of Hamilton cast member to treat our great future VP Mike Pence to a theater lecture. Couldn't even memorize lines." That would never have happened 8 years ago. A standard alpha male trait is, in fact, protecting and defending his peeps. And once again, Donald Trump comes through. Even gay males in the New World Order of alpha males coming to you in 2017 are tough guys, like Milo Yiannopoulos. Technically, he is a British subject, but he works for an American company, Breitbart. And more specifically, he very much admires Trump and has championed him as our next president from the very beginning. During his rather tumultuous time in the limelight, he's endured in-your-face encounters from entire groups of hostile protesters and rioters, innumerable death threats, verbal and near physical assaults of all kinds worldwide, and through it all has maintained his outrageous and quite wonderful sense of humor, along with his incredible debating skill. See, Yiannopoulos is purposely flamboyantly gay. He named his most recent excursion in international proselytizing his dangerous, and I'm not going to say the word, tour. He really enjoys going to the college campus where the lefties loathe him and mixing it up, as it were. As an example of Milo in practice during the recent absurd attack on Breitbart, Steve Bannon is Trump's new presidential advisor. The lefties of the media kept repeating three outrageous, which headlines on the political site. Breitbart is prime examples of what a racist, sexist, homophobe Bannon was. These headlines, Milo announced to all who would listen, that they were not Bannon's, but his. He considers himself to be young and gorgeous. And he thinks he's a new media superstar and was quite miffed that he didn't get all the credit for those barn busters, which they were the following. Bill Kristol, Republican spoiler, a short list of Black Lives Matter's cop-killing heroes, and birth control makes women unattractive and crazy. Before the left took charge, there used to be a plethora of real men in this country. That was our speciality. We had George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, Marquis de Lafayette. So many other extraordinary men at the time of our founding. These guys were all alpha males. They, to a man, exhibited remarkable courage and strength, both in character and in action, in a time of life and death for them and for the country. And they did it at great peril to themselves. And they did it to found the country. And from their example, among other things, alpha males learn to make difficult decisions in accordance with common sense and not popular thinking. For an alpha male, it is a natural reaction to protect the young, the weak, and the innocent, a category that used to include women. Alpha males regard their lives as secondary to their honor and love other people and certain concepts more than they love themselves. Alpha males learn to act in accordance to what they know is right and what is wrong, and they have been known to give their lives for things they love, like nations and such. Alpha males are, in fact, indispensable in America, as can be observed, always with admiration and often awe throughout our history. You carrying guns out there today, you are alpha males. You're alpha females if you're female. You're making the ultimate self-reliance statement. The alpha male, the exceptional specimens of the male animal, fight for the things in which they believe and possess the courage and steadfastness to stand up to any opposition, no matter how strong or how wrong, in fighting for what they know is right. We hunt. And we think that's a good thing. We also understand the significance of and the freedom provided by the Second Amendment of our Constitution. We are competitive, fiercely competitive. And alpha males strive to excel, and they demand excellence in themselves and everything they do. We command, and we follow orders. And we understand a necessary chain of command. We are fearless, and as a genre, we display this intellectually and physically. We don't indulge in sensitivity training. We don't reveal everything about ourselves early or easily, if ever. And we don't feel that reticence about oneself is a character flaw. We don't actually think of those terms. Alpha males don't get depressed, and if they do, they don't let anyone know. And we don't use behavior modification drugs. We reject bureaucratic orders in general. For example, to refrain from eating trans fat, as they most likely don't even know what it is. We're not paying attention. We make no attempt to get in touch with our feminine side, as we probably didn't know we had one. And the greatest thing about alpha males is that we can put our faith in all things that has to do with America. Because we're at the forefront. We can stop being terrified at the relentless destruction of this country. We can stop being angry and frustrated while the left marched ahead with their agenda against the consent of the governed. And we can stem our agonies we watched helplessly while our great civilization disintegrated. Now we can sit back and truly have hope. We'll be right back. naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot. S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't, politics should never come between you and your friends. It shouldn't come between you and your family. But many of the Hillary Clinton voters have cut off a lot of their family members. That is becoming so common that the New York Times published a front page article on the subject headline, "Political Divide Splits Relationships and Thanksgiving Too." The article began with three stories. Matthew Horn, a software engineer from Boulder, Colorado, canceled Christmas plans with his family in Texas. Nancy Sundin, a social worker in Spokane, Washington, has called off Thanksgiving with her mother and brother. Ruth Durancy, a software designer in Chicago, decided to move her wedding so that her fiancé's grandmother and aunt, strong Trump supporters from Florida, could not attend. The Times acknowledges that this phenomenon is one-sided, saying that Democrats have dug in their heels and in some cases are refusing to sit across the table from relatives who voted for President-elect Donald J. Trump. There's a lot of people who voted for Trump that have found out that their daughters are no longer going to allow their parents to see their grandchildren. All of this raises a very obvious question. Why is this phenomenon of cutting off contact with friends and relatives so one-sided? Why don't we hear about conservatives shunning friends and relatives who supported Hillary Clinton? After all, almost every conservative claims to be ethically and morally challenged, and most believe that another 4 years of left-wing rule would complete what Obama promised he would do in 2008 if he were elected president, fundamentally transform the United States of America. So, we conservatives were not one whit less fearful of Clinton and the Democrats than Democrats were of Trump and the Republicans. Yet, no conservatives cut off contact with friends, let alone parents, who supported Clinton. Here, I have for you 10 reasons to consider why it is that way. Why the left-wingers have cut the Trump voters from their lives. Item number one, just like our universities shut out conservative ideas and speakers, more and more individuals on the left now shut out conservative friends and relatives, as well as conservative ideas. Number two, many if not most leftists have been indoctrinated with leftism in their entire lives. And this is very easy to be seen. There are far more conservatives who read articles and listen to and watch broadcasts of the left and have studied enough left-wing teachers or under enough left-wing teachers than there are people on the left who have read, listened to, or watched anything on the right or taken classes with conservative instructors. And as a result of this, they've come up with a new acronym, SIXERB. Sexist, intolerant, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, racist, and bigoted. And, of course, got to throw in misogynistic and transphobic. It just doesn't fit in good with SIXERB. Number three, most left-wing positions are emotion-based. That's a major reason why they will sever relations with people they previously cared for. Their emotions overwhelm them. Number four, since Karl Marx, leftists have loved ideas more than people. All Trump voters who have been cut off by children, in-laws, and lifelong friends now know how true that is. Number five, people on the right think that most people on the left are wrong. People on the left think that most people on the right are evil. Decades of labeling conservative positions as hateful and labeling conservative individuals as sexist, intolerant, xenophobic, homophobic, racist, and bigoted. Well, that's taken in effect. Number six, the left associates human decency not so much with personal integrity as with having correct or progressive political positions. So if you don't hold these positions, you lack decency. Number seven, most individuals on the left are irreligious, so the commandment, honor your father and your mother, means nothing to those who've cut off relations with parents because they voted for Trump. Number eight, unlike conservatives, politics gives most leftists lives meaning. Climate change is a very good example. For leftists, fighting carbon emissions means saving human existence on Earth. How many times out of the week do you actually get a chance to save the entire world? To most leftists, if you voted for Trump, you've both negated their reason for living and you're destroying Gaia. Why would they have Thanksgiving or Christmas with such a person as that? Number 9. The left tends toward the totalitarian, and every totalitarian ideology seeks to weaken the bonds between children and parents. The left seeks to dilute parental authority and replace it with school authority and government authority. So when your children sever their bond with you because you voted for Trump, they're acting like the good totalitarians the left has molded. I hate to tell you about that. Number 10. While there are kind and mean individuals on both sides of the political spectrum, as a result of all of the above that I just mentioned, there are more mean people on the left than there are on the right. What other word than mean would anyone use to describe a daughter who banished her parents from their grandchildren's lives because of their vote? It'd be really nice if none of this was actually true. It'd be really nice if I was just making this up. And maybe, I don't know, if the liberals, if there's any liberals listening out there, refriend your friends and relatives who voted for Trump. It's not that big of a deal. Really, it isn't. And tell everyone who has ended relationships with family members, especially with parents, to take them back into your lives. You are going to regret that for the rest of your life. You may not believe it. You may not believe it now. Trust me on that one. You will regret it. There will be a moment, and unfortunately, it will have to be a very private moment because of the territory you stake out when you get out there and say no. There will be a moment when you lose someone that you cut off contact with, and you're never going to get another chance to get back with them. There's always, you're always thinking there's going to be time tomorrow. And then one day, tomorrow's run out. And they'll be gone, and you will be the cause that you did not have that relationship. It's not worth it. You've fallen for a seductive ideology. I understand that. Wake up, please. I implore you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Texas Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee has a lot of fixed ideas and manages to fit news events into a framework that reinforces her politics. As a left-wing Democrat and member of the Congressional Black Caucus, there are certain givens that must not be contradicted. So when a Somali refugee, after listening to some guidance from ISIS, decided to maim or kill as many Americans as he could by driving his car into a crowd and following the instructions that ISIS gave to Muslims seeking vengeance, Representative Lee followed the ready, fire, aim protocol of the stupid, issuing this tweet on Twitter. Today is yet another was a sad day in our country because of a senseless shooting at an Ohio State University. And this lady is a senator? Representative. She's a representative. So if you take this literally, then Ohio State University police officer Alan Hrushko, is guilty of a senseless shooting. Maybe she thinks that any use of firearms by a police officer is senseless. And Officer Hrushko is really, really white, isn't he? And he shot a Muslim. And in some circles, this could be regarded as senseless. Now, I suspect Representative Lee appreciates firearms carried by the Capitol Police, who guard her serene highness. But I'm thinking that this was just her being sloppy and assumed that any attack involves a shooter. Because guns are the root of violence in the Democrats' worldview. The other mistake that Representative Lee is immediately clear to any fan of college football. The Ohio State University is very proud of the definite article in its name. Hence, its players identify themselves emphatically as playing for the Ohio State University, as in the only one that matters. Representative Lee has deleted a tweet from her Twitter account. Unfortunately, there is a website called Twitchy. It has been saved for posterity, and it proves that there is no cure for stupid. Now, Ohio State also had in place my favorite program, the Run, Hide, and Fight. And you understand, of course, that what happened at Ohio State with Officer Hrushko showing up and killing the bad guy is pure dumb luck that he was that close. That's pure dumb luck. But the university taking to Twitter, because that's the way to alert everybody, put out Buckeye Alert, active shooter on campus, Run, Hide, Fight, Watts Hall, 19th and College. All right. Now, I'm not a student at Ohio State, so I don't know what the hell that means. But it means this is an emergency alert. Let the campus know there's potential danger. And if you can run, run. And if you can hide, hide. And the fight part, of course, is never explained. But I'm guessing that's the last resort. But what were they going to fight with? Paperclips, perhaps? I don't know. Erasers? Now, what if one of those students at the scene of the attack had been armed? He could have defended himself, and by doing that, he would be defending the other students. And maybe fewer students would have been injured. Maybe if Artan knew that some students were armed, he never would have carried out his attack. But we'll never know, because the university prevents students from defending themselves. They are given confusing messages about running and hiding and fighting, but given no way to do the last one. Their only line of defense is to follow the university on Twitter. And Ohio State students are given the same level of security as zebras being stalked by lions on the Serengeti, which is to say none. College campuses would be much safer if there were more guns on campus and fewer unvettable Muslims, I'll say that. And yet we have a situation where the complete opposite is in effect, where Muslims are imported by the thousands and Americans are disarmed in many city, states, and college campuses. We would never have come to this situation if Middle Eastern Muslims weren't reliable Democratic voters. And we would never have come to this situation if firearms, like abortion skull drills, were claimed by feminists as a right of empowerment. Boy, that was dark, wasn't it? There's been a lot of focus about whether California can succeed. Now I have to ask the question, should it secede? Now, if you live in California, you already live with silly taxes that you don't have to live with in other parts of the country beyond the infamous, highly progressive state income tax. In California, do you want to bag your groceries when you check out at the grocery store? You either have to bring your own bags or declare how many the store provides for you, because you're charged 10 cents for each one. It's a state-sponsored sin tax for your wicked destruction of the planet. You want to buy a 2-liter container of soda? That's going to be another 10-cent sin tax. This is for your wanton desire for sugary drinks. The highest, most progressive state income tax and oppressive business taxes are not enough to satiate the California government's need for your money, collected to absolve you of your sins, but practically applied in the state's redistributionist endeavors. And guess what? All of that is absolutely fine in the context of our constitutional republic. You have the right to live in any other state in this country, and you might find all of that to be stupid and ridiculous. For the people that live in California, there's a lot of them that also find it utterly ridiculous, but California's people chose to enact those aforementioned taxes by recent popular ballot initiatives. If the highly progressive income tax, all the silly social and environmental regulations, and the insane high cost of living become intolerable, they can move to another state, and millions have done this already, moving to the lower cost, lower tax, lower regulated havens across the country. But California and the Californians do not have to change simply because other states find their policies disagreeable. And this is what federalism is. And it works both for Californians who want their heavy taxes and silly regulations, and it also works for those who don't, because they can move. And here's the most intense irony of it all. California, in spite of Donald Trump's presidency, can still institute all the freedom-smothering, production-killing laws it wants. The problem that I have with California is not that they want to do this to their own people. California wants it to spread to other states, you see. They want us to have carbon taxes and ban standard capacity magazines and have the whole state be a sanctuary area. They want all of that. And they don't like us for not having it that way because they're smarter and they're showing us how it's done and we're just not taking the cues. So, most Californians likely hate the fact that Texas can outlaw late-term abortion or Arizona can deport illegal aliens. They probably hate that, and that's just the way it is. That's federalism. Thank you very much, California. Enjoy it. We'll be watching from afar, from a long way away.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, oh, gun control harpies, where would we, you know, where would the tragedy be without you there to point it out? Another one who did not want to wait on the details on the Ohio State University incident was founder slash scary person, Moms Demand Attention, Shannon Watts, who still reminds me of Lynette Squeaky Prom. She pounced at the opportunity on social media this morning after receiving a Buckeye alert of an active shooter situation on campus. That was yesterday. Other nations protect their students. America gives dangerous people guns and asks students to defend themselves. God help us. Watts Hall. Can we pray to God now if it's a suspected shooting? I thought we weren't supposed to offer prayers in these situations. Wasn't that not enough? I don't know who's updating the playbook, but can we get a ruling on this one, please, Shannon? Apparently, Watts also remembered this lesson following the act of domestic terrorism in San Bernardino almost 1 year ago and put up a new tweet 4 minutes later. Other nations protect their students. America gives dangerous people guns and asks students to defend themselves. Ohio State University. Who's the one handing? Where is the vehicle that's standing by looking for the dangerous people saying, here, take your gun. And if I would love it if the collective we would trust students to defend themselves. And they call that, by the way, Shannon, campus carry. And if Watts doesn't think students should be left defenseless, then I suggest she get behind that. The Moms Demand mouth chose instead to seize the opportunity to politicize the incident in order to advance her gun control agenda. She put this up as if we didn't already know this about her. After Sandy Hook, I'll never be quiet again. I'll scream bloody murder because that's what's happening to 100K shot annually in the U.S. Another tweet. For school shooting victims, it's not too soon to discuss our nation's lax gun laws. It's too late. Ohio State University. Then it came out that Ohio State was not, in fact, an active shooter situation. Watts then thanked God for the fact that the attack was not committed with a firearm. No word on whether or not she was thankful for the good guy with the gun who stopped the suspect. Thank God there wasn't a gun, per media reports, and in turn, no fatalities. Amazing work by law enforcement. Ohio State University. It's almost like a meme. Remember the Maine. But even the truth won't stop Ms. Watts from shilling for her brand of crisis. She comes back. Stop with talk of gun-free zones and arming teachers. If more guns made us safe, U.S. would be the safest nation on earth. Ohio State University. Then, lovely sentiment in light of Ohio State University tragedy today. Maybe you should Google U.S. knife deaths versus guns. 100K shot annually. That's not the same thing as death, Shannon. Sorry to your vacuous. And then, of course, Watts was not the only gun control shill looking for attention today. Then there was former vice presidential nominee on the Democrat side, now just simply Senator Tim McCain. He put out there, deeply saddened by the senseless act of gun violence at Ohio State this morning, praying for the injured and the entire Buckeye community. Well, then there's Reginald Watkins Jr. Get rid of guns, hashtag Ohio State. I don't even know who he is. Auntie Donahue. Sure would be presidential for Trump to use Twitter to condemn gun violence right about now, which is likely why it isn't happening. Then Auntie Donahue again. At NRA, you guys happy yet? Then there's Josephine Yerkaba. She said before tweeting that Ohio State University needs open carry, please research Dallas where 20 to 30 people open carrying didn't stop shooter. I don't know what she's referring to in this particular one. She also tweeted, good guys with guns don't stop bad guys because they're afraid of becoming targets of the shooter or police or of killing innocents. Yeah. Then Danny Bouchard, so many shootings every single day, but still half the U.S. opposes gun control. Love and light to Ohio. Our country is so broken. Then in the real world, at ABC Twitter, witnesses say police officer who fatally shot attacker at Ohio State University saved lives today. Listen. This is why I'm glad the alpha males are back. Because finally, we can tell some of these people to go pound sand. They're not going to. That's fine. They have a right in this country to be idiotic. Come on and come on. Come on, libs. But we'll see if they take us up on that one. I can hope not, right? So, what I don't understand is why they're so quick to come out. Do they not realize when they come out and say, gun violence, gun violence, and then it turns out not to be a gun? Do they not understand how stupid they look? Do they not get that? I get it. And I'm not even a publicist. It's a publicity nightmare for them to come out and jump the gun so fast that way. I remember during the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, the New York Daily News or the can't remember which one it is. It's the New York Post or the New York Daily News. One is good, one isn't, as far as being conservative. The one that isn't conservative, the one that Mike Lupica works at, they had a picture of an AR-15, all MOE, Mo geared up, and here we go again. When there was no AR-15, there are no AR-15s on any military reservations. They all have true M4s or M16s. They don't have the semi-automatic variant. No, they don't. And yet, they did not print a retraction. They did not get out there and say, thank God, or anything about that. They just, they just doubled down on it. Well, there needs to be gun control anyway, even though we're wrong. Really? The problem, from my viewpoint, okay, is like I was talking about with Joe Eaton last night. ISIS is looking at everything that's going on inside the United States. They're looking at social media, they're looking at the news, and they're looking at the liberal side of the house because they're telling them where to go. I'm surprised nothing has happened at Missouri at Mizzou or whatever they call it. I'm surprised nothing has happened there because of all the safe spaces and all the protests and all the other stuff. Just target rich environments, each and every one of those things. I would be salivating as a terrorist if I were looking at, and terrorists want two things. They want a high body count. They want a big target, a big soft target. And one of these universities full of these people, these safe space seeking people, these non-alpha male people, that's like victim central. That's like victims are us, no waiting. So that's the part I don't get. I simply do not get how we're publicizing and projecting all of these targets out there and not even realizing that which we're doing. Now, when I say we, I'm trying to be kind to these people and say, well, look, you're Americans and I'm an American too. And this is something we are doing, isn't it? But really, it's not truly what I'm doing because I have enough common sense not to get out there and say, hey, listen, you guys that like to cut my throat, look, I'm going to hold up my chin. I don't do that. I'm not offering them anything like that. We're going to come up and we're going to go ahead and roll to hour number two. We will be right back. It's finally raining here where I'm at. The fires will go out. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.